You're saying it was there, right? You're saying that you mixed it up.
No, that lends to the chaimer and davar that if you get to your iso. Okay, so you said yesterday that the benois Yerushalayim were asking. Yeah, I brought my other one.
And your sitters.
What's so special that kachish batanu? Right, that was the question. What's so special of kachish batanu? Okay. Doidi tzach va'adam dogul mervava. So he's tzach va'adam, which means he. The way the Gaon says it means he gave us some essays and lois essays, and he's dogul mervava, which means he has revavas and revavas of pshatim in Torah. Yudalef roishay kesem pause kivutzoyis of tatalim shecharis ka'ariv. So his roish has a kesem paz, his mavik, it shines like gold, and kavutzos of his curls, tatalim, are curled up. His hair is curled up. Shchayrus ka'irav. So what is that referring to? So the Gra says roish a kesem paz kavutzos of tatalim. Kesem paz who bracious who negi keser. He has a keser. What's a keser? Keser Torah, keser kuna, keser malchus. I think I'm missing something. But somehow, who bereshis, which means roishai, just to say for bereshis, is keser, which is keser Torah, keser kahuna. Keser Malchus, which is Kesem. Roshah Kesem Paz is the three Ksavim, right? Kuna Torah Malchus. V'nikroim Ani Hashem V'zeu Paz. I'm trying to figure out what's the Gematria Paz. So I think like this. Ani Hashem, let's figure this out. What's a Gematria Ani Hashem? 61 plus 26. Is 87 taka. So Ani Hashem is Gematria Paz. Okay, so that's what the Gra is saying. The Gra is saying Ani Hashem, I just come there right now. I'm reading it. That Ani Hashem is Gematria Paz.
So what? So what's?
So he's saying is that I have a the Roshoi, Hashem's the Roshoi is Kesem Paz. Kesem Paz means it has you have the Keser of Torah Malchus. And Keser Kuhuna Torah Malchus, and all those are connected to Ani Hashem, and that's Keser Paz. Least to figure out the words. Not sure what the Inyan is exactly. Kivutzos of Tatalim, who neged Sefer told us Adam, Shasham
Yeshura Shuras Sadiqim.
I think that I'm a little missing something. Missing. Okay. Shachar is Kairiv, who dar a mabul, who dar a flogash, a tadikim, show you bimeim, how you bitsarais, kamoi noyach, and that's why they're black. My problem is here that I don't understand the way the Gra is learning. This seems to be Shavachim of Klal Yisrael. And the psukim, the order of the psukim, really are setting up
thought it was Klal Yisrael's reasoning of why they stick to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
right. But so what's the answer? Because we can, because Hashem offers us a keser Torah, keser kuna, keser malchus. Ani Hashem, Kavutzosav, Tatalim. We have Yichus, Shuris of Tzadikim, Shacharis Ka'ariv. And they were Tzadikim that even suffered sometimes. They became black, like an iron.
So that's like a dugna for
So
them.
I guess, yeah, that's what it sounds like. Okay. So now, So,
So it sounds like he's saying something like, because of the Torah, that's why we're sticking to those bro. Some type of description of the Torah. Right? Is it Al Shah? Al Shah is Gashmish, Al Hazen is the big smell. Where we should get Torah.
What are you reading now?
I'm just
I'm
reading the
off
Al Shah
pasuk.
on this, you know.
Okay,
It's the
but
answer of why.
yeah, it sounds like what we're saying, our connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is deep enough that this is why
Beyond, beyond this world.
we're not giving up for anything. Einav, his eyes, is kiyonim alafike mayim. That are, what does that mean? It's the avos, who al ha'avos. Remember, we always say when we say a yoina, it's the loyalty of the yoina. So our avos, alafike mayim is Avram. Reuchet says bechalav hu Yitzchak. Why is afike mayim Avram? I guess that's where it all. Reuchet says bechalav hu Yitzchak shetzurim reuchet ulamatik bechalav. So the mayim is what nourishes the world, right? So I think he's referring to the chesed. The mid of chesed of Avram is the initial ability to nourish the world. Roich says bechalav is the sweetness, and he says hu yitzchak shetzurim lerchot ulamatik bechalav. You have to sweeten it. That's always referring to the midas adin. You have to sweeten the midas ulamatik adin. So that's referring to the din. Yoishvis al milais is the shleimus of Yaakov. Yaakov is Tom, Vyosha Yosheva Helen. So we have avos. In other words, we're not a fly by night that came in, landed here yesterday, and now we're here, and okay, may as well move on to the next one. We've been established with a Kadosh Baruch Hu for Doris, and
Stick the best route.
we stick to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lechayav, the cheeks, Karugas Haboisim. Have the fragrance of an arugas abayzim. They grow with tremendous amount of merkachas, which is like perfumes. Sifsoifsav, and the lips are sheishanim, like those of roses. Noitvois mar oiver, that drip of moir, which is another fragrance. What is this lips? What's the cheeks? What's this? What's going on over here? So zok the gra lechayav karugas abayzim pirish halechayayim, the cheeks. Shigdalem haseir shal hazaking. That's where a beard grows from. Him karugas haboisim. Shigodlo is sham merkachim. Umisaris hazaking nikar machshavos adok. I have to understand what he's talking about here because Kesem Paz was negative for Bracious. Now he's going to negative for Shmois. That's what's going on over here. Kishamu Yeridas Mitzrayim, Shahel Oisam. So this is a kind of now this is very complicated. We say Arugas HaBoisem is a reference to the cheeks. Right, because it says l'chayav, the cheeks are karugas haboisim. Arugas haboisim means that what grows out of it is sweet, it smells good. So the cheeks, what grows out of the cheeks, is the beard, and the beard is sweet. What is the beard? Beard zok the gra that state in the Zohar is where it's nicker the machshavos of the Adam. I will not be answering any questions on this. What?
It's first you have to have a beard.
What?
First you have to have a
The
beard.
gra he, in Pirch Beis he adds a little bit. He says, "Ha'inyan zeh b'moshel ki ad halachayim hu gvul ha'machshava ki mikano l'mata maskel ha'dibur v'yadua shel machshavos ha'adam nikar meseyar l'yoidim." It's yadua. The Chokhmah is a part of.
Careful how I look at it.
Yeah, Chokhmah is a part of tells you that you could tell a lot about what a person is thinking from their beard. Right, everybody say? So be aware. So he's saying why is because that's the gvul of the machshava. The cheeks is the end of where the machshava, the head, goes till here, and then here it starts. Right? When you do legabi hekif harosh, legabi the halachas of hekif harosh. So where is it considered the rosh ends and the zakin starts is by the end of the lechi, merutas halechi. Right? So the lechi is where the beard begins, and which is where the rosh ends. And he's saying that is the bechin of machshava. Akoponim, so your machshavas are pure. What's your machshavas? Your machshavas to bring us down to Mitzrayim. You know, now it's going through. Look, we've been with you for a long time. We trust your machshavas. You took us to Mitzrayim. The purpose of Mitzrayim was letzarif us, to make us perfect. The lips that gave us the Matan Torah, the Aseret HaDibros, are roses, and Noitzvos Moreover Ugamkin al Matan Torah, that everything that happened at Matan Torah was Nesmala Kol Elam Kula B'Shemayim Shenemar Noitzvos Moreover. So this is going back again to our history with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The thing I want to figure out is why did Gura say the first pasuk is Bereishis, second pasuk is Shmois? What does that mean exactly? Okay, I'm trying to get a better shot on this next week when we're wrapping up Parakai. I never thought we'd get this far, to be honest with you. I don't know, we have another month. Maybe we'll finish the whole thing. Maybe we'll save one thing a little bit for L. We'll see. Okay. Shkoyach, Rabbi Sai.
Shkoyach.
Thanks for the shiur. Have a great Shabbos.